before the mountains were brought forth, or ever. Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping Lord. The Lord that will not change. Eternal Rock of Ages, we appreciate you. Thank you, Father, for granting us this hope in heavens. Thank you, O God, Lord, for the chain of your presence that, Lord, we have been experiencing. Thank you for being God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God. There is none like unto you, Lord. That was the Lord that changed it, Lord. That was the Lord who keeps, O God, his covenant. That was the Lord, O God, who speaks, O God, and will not go back. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we have come this morning. O Lord, come down and take charge. In the name of Jesus, that this vessel will not be seen, O God, but Jesus is lifted high. Lord Jesus, draw men unto yourself. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we hide behind the cross. And we bring down everything contrary to the name Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every work of flesh, every attack, everything, oh God, we bring them down and we command them to be silent. In the name of Jesus, for the Most High God is moving. The Lord is moving. The Lord is in his sanctuary. Lord, we take a bow. We adore you, Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Can we just clap our hands? The Lord is the Most High, the King of Kings, the Lord of Compassion, our everlasting King. Good morning to everyone. Can you turn to your right, left? Appreciate the leader. Appreciate God. Say you're welcome, and we're in His presence. Yes, every one of us to learn. I want to thank God for the choir. Our God allowed them. He picked us up, turned us around. Laid our feet on the solid rock. What will he do with that? Open, can we open our Bibles? Woke up with about this morning, Daddy. Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world from everlasting, lasting, thou. That's the most God who brought the mountain, God, those things. As a God. And the situation. So many things has happened. So day after day, things continue to develop and change. God. No? Means over that God. God that we, people of the old called. Same God that we are calling. Now you are feeling that this God. The world is constantly changing. The world continues to repent. They continue to repent. They continue to go back and forth. They will, at the time, they will be hot. And another time will be so cold. The Most High God. God's essence. God is unrepentant in his mercy. He's unrepentant in his everlasting look, his everlasting power. Repentant, loving kindness. In his faithfulness, he has not repented. Just trying to draw it home that this God is immortal. He is the everlasting, like I said, he is the eternal King. No, God has always been. God. God is holy. The Lord, he has not changed. God. God. Move childlessness. Jabesh. God that. Turn this land around. Change his name. On this life. Hezekiah, do you know what God is? He added life to him. God. 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 His rod to stand open and to part the Red Sea. To Aaron, the Lord that made the Lord of Aaron. The board. These people we did not rock. No? And even that part, that though I do not have gold, I do not have silver. But the name Jesus to Paul, this God, believe God. You know, same God. He has not changed. Can we quickly open to Isaiah chapter 25. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal near the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his mind. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why said thou, O Jacob, speaketh, O Israel, where is hid from the Lord? And my judgment is passed over from my God. Thou not known? Hast thou not heard? that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, that is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Giveth power to the faint. Have no mind. And strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk. And then I ask that question. Your own God don't repent. Option I have this morning. We have seen some who has made this God, know to them, this God don't repent. This girl, God, is full of mercy. What happened? To open, we're going to open so many. Judges chapter 1. Judges chapter 1. Just want to read 1 and 2. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." 28 and 32. 28 to 32. Quickly. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute. Not utterly, they did not utterly drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezi, but the Canaanites dwell in Gezi among them. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Naalon, but the Canaanites dwell among them and became tribute. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Hako, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Halab, nor of Hakshib, nor of Helba, nor of Afik, nor of Reo. For the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, but they did not drive them out. Right then, the children of Israel went to God, asked God, the person to lead them. God gave them just God granted Joshua mercy and power that he was able to walk. I don't want to be reading because we'll be bogged with so many stories by the time. Now what happened is Joshua came and brought out the different tribes and asked them to fight their different lords. That was what I was saying. Did not drive out. What happened? Each of the tribe were to take hold your territory. Take hold of whatever belongs to you. As for us, where is it that God has created you? Where is it that God has brought you? Thus far, God, I am a student. Thus far, Lord, I'm looking up. Thus far, Lord, I've been born again. Thus far, this is my household. God said, take hold of this. Even if you have started, you have started to take. You leave some parts. The Lord said, take and destroy the Canaanites. Get home, please. That they should destroy utterly. Destroy totally, completely. They left so many people. And do you know what now happened to them? Open to chapter. Judges chapter I read 1-2. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant. I hope you are seeing where you are going. He said, he brought them out of Egypt. He brought them to this land. Take hold. What did they do? He even reminded them not break his covenant. But saying, ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars. Ye have not obeyed. Why have you? Why have you done this? And do you know what? Continue. Be open to Judges, this same two, go to 7 and 8. And he said, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. 8. Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died. 11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, because they did not die. Yes, Joshua was there to stand for them. He did all those things that he could do as a servant of God. Somebody stood for them. And because that person was there, maybe to lift up the rod of Moses, maybe to lift up the rod of Aaron, maybe to go around them, maybe to do this and do that. When will you take hold of your own Lord? When will you hearken to his cry and say, yes, I am God, I am for God. Is God? Am I? And he told them, my covenant will not break. From what hand? How will it not break? After the death of Joshua, because there was nobody to hold them again, because there was nobody, you know, to tell them not to do what and not to do what, fell to the victim of tributaries. They worship. And what that one led them to? Evil. They did evil. And it didn't just stop there. 13. No? And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baalim. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, bowed themselves unto them. God, terrible. Who do you surround? What are your thoughts? Okay, but it's that conviction, that suspicion. That was what we prayed about. You know, it started from there. How did they know? Preferring the Lord of those ones. Was I distracted? Also taking hold of yourself. How are you serving the Lord? Are you keeping the altar of the Lord in your heart? That's with you. No? They followed the gods of the people of the Canaanites, of all those ones around them. They left them. God who brought them out. And they forsook the Lord. Asked the Lord. But God was so. And 15 said, whithersoever went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil. First, the hand got him annoyed. Did evil in the sight of the Lord. Did evil. So much evil. God released them. Lives that were lost and all those things. That time, we move to chapter 3. Chapter 3:5-7. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. Took their daughters, wives, gave their daughters to their sons, and served their God. Then not choose not to serve. Choose other to serve other people. Choose to go by your friend. They said peer group effect. And they said peer group, prayer pressure. They are pressurizing me. They do. Why will you not take the word of God? And this is my own God. People around me, the culture of the area. No, take to God that does not place God as who God is. They made them to fall. They did evil in the sight of God. They did evil in the sight of God. Verse 9, I said, and when the children of Israel cry unto the Lord, brethren, the essence of our garden this morning, just to know it, touch ourselves, know all the altars that were broken down, know all the gods that we were not supposed to, no turn to, that we have turned to. Verse 9, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, God raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel. Who delivered them, even Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, touched Israel, and went out to war. The Lord delivered Shuzanthaniah, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against him. Brethren, know the God you serve. When you yield yourself to God, when you yield your heart to the Lord. And do you know what? They rested for 40 years. Want us to read it when you get home? Because of what? At that point in time, they knew God that they were, that brought them out of Egypt. The God that created them. At the beginning, we read Psalm 90. God, has been our dwelling place. God who has been their dwelling place. Who brought forth mountains and did all those things. They cried unto him. No, it's like God is where you want him to always be there for you. Don't leave his place. They cry unto God and their land for 40 years. It happened again. Judges 3:12 again. Had rest for 40 years. One did not even live. 12. And the children of Israel did evil again. The sight of the Lord. The Lord strengthened king of Moab against because they had done evil. Because the entanglement will always be there. That brings me to this world. Don't think the world will be cleaner for you to be able to possess. That will stand your ground. Yes, the tributaries were there for the Israelites. They couldn't do anything. The Canaanites were there, the Perizzites and all the Hittites. They were there. They are led there. Those ones are formed tributaries. Who they land? We will not land our land. When they went to God, God did not leave them. When they carried the aura of his presence, God did not leave them. They had rest for 40 years. You know, to say, yes. I come over, Lord, not to do evil again. I come over not to be hot and cold, but to stand to remain, you know, your child, to remain your vessel. I said that don't expect this world to be clean. Yes, don't expect it to be clean. That's how the world becomes. That one, this one. Because I don't want us to be satisfied. Revelation said it when, you know, devil was thrown into the heart. He said, woe to the world. Devil was thrown. But for us, said, we should look up and to heaven. Except we take our stand. Except we say, yes, this God, I'm for him, I'm not going back. Except you take hold of yourself and guard your heart. All the tribute exist already established. They will always want to take us over. We're not giving. This chapter 3, verse 15. But when the children of Israel cried, the Lord, my God, the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. And by him, the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, king of Moab. Read that story. That was how they conquered. They conquered the king of Moab. You know? But what did they do? They cried unto the Lord. Lord raised him. Cried to this God for deliverance. You ask him that, Father, yes, I have missed it. Maybe at this juncture, we should just stand up. God, you are our God. I have no other God. Because I really want us to pray into this. And do you know, with that, the children of Israel rested for 80 years. Land rested for 80 solid years. Without them being conquered. Hang on to their God all alone. Rest. Rest this morning. Open up to this God this morning. Let this body, let it be rolled away. Let it be, oh God, that Lord, this conquering soul, this befitting, this heaviness, this body, they will not conquer me. Yes, these challenges will not be my own. This sickness will not be my own. No, this challenge will not be my own. No, this want and lack, I refuse it. I reject it. I know I belong unto you. I cry unto you. Jabesh cried. He cried. David himself cried. That's why I will not say you are my deliverer. Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are the light of my country. Lord, you are the lifter of my head. Yes, the horn of my salvation. David will always say all those. God, he cried. God will round up. Verse 1. No, they rested for 80 years. Verse 4, chapter 4 again. Verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil. Will you not be tired of this? Yorubani be Lonely, and all this. Will you not be tired of doing evil, and having wars coming upon them? Then they did evil again in the sight of the Lord. When Ehud, somebody was there, them to serve God. Ask for own experience. Stand and stay before this God. Let nobody steer me to stand with you. That Lord, I will always stand by you. Let it not be because of sin. Let it not be because of evil doing. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lift. Time we are going down, that God told us too much. So that's when he lifts us up. But let it not be that it's your evil doing. And you know, three again, and the Lord, did you know, he said, cried unto the Lord. They cried again. Verse 3. For he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years mightily oppressed the children of Israel. That was the person that oppressed them. Deborah, prophetess, wife of Labidon, she cried for blood, brought another child. They hold God and not God. He had mercy unto them, had rest. He had rest for another 40 years. Open to chapter 2. Verses 1 to 2. He had rest. The woman was taking them back and form, but she got so many things. Walking for had that rest. Chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil again, sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them into the land. The hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. Children of Israel made them the dens. Strong. Terrible. So terrible what the devil can do with you when you release yourself into his hand. And I said it before that may the Lord not release us into the hands of our enemies. At the time the Lord released them, see what they did for them. You know, they made them the dens. That is the same right place. Now living the land that the Lord got for them, the land that the Lord possessed unto them, they were living in the cave. They were living as errant boys. Nobody. The land that with you, take the horn. Take hold of my life. No sin will bring me down again. No, I said no to this flesh. No to this body. No to all this, you know, all this thing that surrounds me. No to those ones that will spoil my vineyard. Rise up and say no to them. God is able to do. Said they were greatly impoverished. That's verse 6. Because of the Midianites, children of Israel cried unto the Lord. God's visitation. Lest you cry. Lest you release yourself. Because of the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Don't let it be that the devil has brought you to nothing. We're going to look at a few things. What will make me not? No, hold me not to always go there. On and on like that. Chapter 8, I see you have something. Not throughout these chapters. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, the children of Israel turned again and went a warring after Baal and made Baalberi, their god. And the children of Israel remember not the Lord their God, who delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies. They gave the totally take hold of herself. Only to come boldly. Your own. It's not a grand. Every right that I need, I know that the Father will give me. That's what I will do. Not forsake us. They will not leave us. That's all that matters. Nothing else. Covenant. With that, wants us to be. Go back to Isaiah. 10 verse 15. The son of the Lord said unto the Lord, do unto us ever seemeth good. Give us only. They put away. Saying it to the Lord and God, forgive me my sins. I know, God, you are non-repentant God when it comes to loving kindness. You are non-repentant God when it comes to faithfulness. You are non-repentant God, oh God, when it comes to showing your mercy. Father, I have come this morning. Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of all my shortcomings. Lord, I just open up. I say, God, I have come. I have come unto you, Lord. Do not reject me. Do not reject me. Say, do unto us and deliver us. Lord, deliver me. I pray unto you, Lord, deliver me. Today, deliver me. Don't know if you have not, maybe you have not even decided for God at a time. And you want to say, God, I'm releasing myself unto you. Just want to lift up your hands and say, God, I want to take it further. I want to take it higher. I don't want to stay at the head of the ladder. I don't want to stay at the base. Take it further. You just raise your hand. For Lord, I'm signifying unto you. Signifying unto you, and I'm saying it that God, this is me. Raise your eyes unto God. Not unto man, not unto anybody. But God. Instead of, they identified. They stood their guard. They said, they have sinned. Boldly as the Lord said it. Raise your hand unto him and say, God, I lift my soul unto you. Forgive me, O Lord. Deliver me, Father. I come boldly to your throne of grace. Come to receive. I've come, O God, that I'll be found with grace. Live above all my sins. To live above all the encumbrances of this world. To live above all the challenges that may want to pull me down. To live above all the tributaries that could have been created by the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and whoever. Deliver me. I know you are a God of deliverance. Deliver me. Today, oh Lord, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Deliver me. Take me home. In the name of you saying that God yourself to God, release it truthfully with the whole of your being, bottom of your heart, tell it Mom that I will live my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for that your people have the same. Say, Lord, you know them. Lord, let your spirit be. Release your grace over them. Let it be that this one, your deliverance, no encumbrance around them again. For Jesus. strength for them to stand on their feet for them. Jesus, thank you, Father. In way of prayer. Let's open finally. That chapter 4. Lift up your eyes on high. For you are brought to church. You don't know that body. You don't know whatever the name is called. Lift up your eyes on high and behold who had created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. Calling them all by names. By the greatness of his might. For that he is strong. Why say it down? The Lord cannot see the challenge, not seeing all the troubles of your heart this morning. Cry as the children of Israel cried. They cried. And he brought deliverance. He brought rest. Your way is not. He's the Lord. My judgment. You have not known? Has thou not heard? The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, doesn't go weary, doesn't come down. No, he's never tired. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Easy to the Lord that God is you I have come unto. Lord, I have come unto you. I have come to know and have heard that you are the everlasting God. God who has been my dwelling place. I have come unto you. I have been known and realized it. Pour it out unto the Lord. I want us to point out unto this God. You are my everlasting God. You are my King of glory. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Lord, Lord, you do not faint. You do not faint. You are my God. You don't repent. You don't repent. You don't give in. Never tire. Roll out those burdens unto God. Roll out those burdens unto God. Roll them out. Roll them out. Roll them out. There is no searching of it. I need your power. I need your power. I need your power. I need your power. Not as the world gives. No, it's your own power that I need. Father, that I will not faint. The Lord grant me mine. Increase my strength in you. Yeah. Agbara. Towo aye olika. Jesu jowo. Agbara womi. Agbara womi. Tell God that God, I need that power that will not bring me down. That power that will not make me to go into warring, that will not make me to go and serve other gods. No, I don't have other God. I don't want to serve other God. It's only you I have come unto. Having found myself at your feet this morning, Father, Lord, empower me. Lord, increase my strength. Grant me mind that I will stand on my feet always, carrying the horror of your presence, carrying, oh God, who you are all about me. Agbara womi, aye agbara lawayi, agbara towo aye olika, Jesu jowo, agbara wo. Ask for this power, this might, that he increases strength. He's God. If you don't call upon me, until the Israelite turn unto him to ask. To cry. That was when he brought mercy unto them. That was when he brought deliverance unto them. That God, I'm asking for deliverance this morning. That exam that is tearing me, Father Lord, empower me. Empower me with your mind. Empower me with knowledge, with wisdom, Lord, with understanding. I'll be able to scale through this my exam. In my business, Father, empower me. That I'll be able to have ideas, great knowledge, great strength. I will go forward. Lord, my business will be enlarged. My cause will become enlarged. Father, grant me, oh God, that this ailment will be removed from me. Lord, nothing will take me away from you. Lord, your rest grant unto me. Grant unto me your rest in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the Lord. Lord, you are the Lord. And the Lord is telling us not to fear. He's telling us not to fear that he will help us. He's our Redeemer, our only one of Israel. Lord, we have come to wait on you. Finally, he said that the youths may faint. They will be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But do you know what? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Are you fainting? Are you fainting? That God, I will not faint. Grant me this power. Be a better one, me, Oluwa. Aye, a better one, na wayi, Baba. Be a better one, me, Father, empower me. Empower me, oh God, that I will not faint. Empower me, oh God, that I will not be brought low. I will not be brought down. Nothing will destroy me. Lord, I will not go a warning after bad. I will not go a warning after God. But God, I will take my stand in you. I will wait upon you, oh God, Lord. Always, at all times, in the name of Jesus. Now I desire that the pastor will pray for me. Can you just come forward? Quickly, quickly, our time is gone. I desire you that God will lay that, the Lord will allow the pastor to lay his hand upon me. And I will know more. For come forward quickly, quickly, quickly. Let's come forward. I will pay. We have just a few minutes left. Dear God, let your power fall upon me. Let's come forward. I need the power. I need the prayer of the pastor. I desire you that the pastor will pray for me. I desire you that my strength will not go away from me. I want a touch. I want a connection. I want to connect to the power of the Most High God. As you're connecting to that, as you're making that decision, just come forward. Just let's come forward. Aye, agbara la woyi. Agbara. Towo aye olika. Jesu jowo. Agbara omi.
Gara. Tiwa.
So, Father, we thank you for this morning. Eternal Rock of Ages, oh God, we come. We are come, oh God, that you will identify us as all our needs will be. We present ourselves before you, oh God, saying, Lord, we need your power. We do not want to faint, oh God. We don't want to be weary. Lord, we don't want to fall. We don't want to go a warring. Lord, today we open up. The Father, empower us. In the name of Jesus, God, release your power upon us. As your vessels, oh God, renew your strength in our lives. In the name of Jesus, pour upon us, oh God, that which will not make us to look here and there, but to stand tall in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, enable us, Lord, carry the aura of your presence. At all times, in Jesus' name. And every encumbrance, every tributary that are rearing and rearing their head all over, all around us, Lord, we stand upon your word this morning. And I break the hold of all those encumbrances. In the name of Jesus, I break the hold of all the Canaanites and the Hittites. In the name of Jesus, I destroy their strongholds. I release the consuming fire of the Lord to consume them. In the name of Jesus, every ailment, every sickness, every failure, all of you that are contrary to the name of the Most High God, arise in His might this morning, and I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, I destroy you with the destruction of the Most High God. I pour the wrath of God upon you. I release the terror of God upon you. In the name of Jesus, whether at home or wherever these people are, around them, I destroy the hold of encumbrances. In the name of Jesus, we open up. We ask for the grace. We wait on you, O God. Release your power. Renew your strength in us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. We go into this week with your mind, with your strength, with your power. In the name of Jesus, having miracles, O God, signs and wonders following us because of your mercy and compassion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Blessed be your name. Amen. We pray.